News Talk 1110 KBND. Ben, you've just been listening to live coverage of the Space Shuttle Endeavour takeoff. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's head now to the news center, and here's Kim.
Thanks, Frank. Today, we're getting ready. Tomorrow's election day. You have to have your ballot in a drop box by 8 p.m. to be counted. Deschutes County Clerk Nancy Blankenship says so far, less than 1 in 5 voters have returned their ballots.
You know, I just kind of thought maybe when I was making that prediction that we would see a little bit more activity with the Bend transportation bond. But at this point, because the city of Bend makes up about almost half of the voting population in Deschutes County, so I thought that might have a little bit bigger impact on our turnout.
And if you haven't mailed your ballot by now, don't bother putting in the mailbox. It's too late and won't be counted. It must be dropped off at one of the 9 drop-off locations around the county. And this week on the Oregon coast, thousands of residents and vacationers will be practicing, getting prepared for the big one. The state is conducting voluntary tsunami drills so that people can get a good idea of how fast they could make it to higher ground in case of emergency. It's estimated people on the Oregon coast would probably only have about 10 or 15 minutes to get to safety in the case of a tsunami. Safety organizer James Roddy says even people in Central Oregon would be affected because we rely so heavily on essential services.
Prineville Police Chief Eric Bush says like many police departments
since
across the state,
all the food and fuel and transportation comes from west of the Cascades, and if roads and bridges are damaged to the point where no food or fuel is coming over the Cascades to Central Oregon, and I-84 is damaged and shut down, and I-5 is damaged and shut down, then Central Oregon becomes isolated just like the rest of the state and ends up waiting for help to arrive.
He says the 13 million people west of the Cascades on the I-5 corridor would most likely get that help first. So Central Oregon would need to be self-sufficient for about several weeks. Bend voters are deciding whether they want some of their property tax money to go to new road improvement projects throughout the city. The $30 million measure is being decided in tomorrow's election. Neil Bryant with Better Roads for Bend, a political action committee that supports the idea, explains why he would like voters to approve it.
We're in a predicament. We have roads that need to be improved, and the state and federal governments aren't going to provide us the money to do this. So it's up to us as a community to step forward and say this is important. Transportation, a good transportation system has significance not only to the economy, but to anyone who uses those roads. It's safety. It's the congestion problem. People don't like to come here if they can't move around. And so there are 6 identified projects. All the money goes for construction. It's not for overhead. It's not for the city general fund.
If approved, the measure would cost the owner of a $200,000 home about $54 a year. Some people opposed to the measure tell KBND that times are tough and they simply can't afford it right now. That's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Kim. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, good morning to you. Your Skyview traffic and forecast today is brought to you by Olympic Paint and Stain. Olympic Maximum Exterior Stain with its exclusive Scuff Guard formula. Tough enough to withstand almost anything. From hail to high heels to high prices, insist on Olympic. Learn more. Insist on Olympic.com. And it looks like you might actually need some of that to cover up what's going on with our forecast today. We're got a slight chance of thunderstorms. Let's check in with Jeff Marr.
A low-pressure system will dominate the weather pattern early this week, resulting in some wet conditions at times, even some snow across portions of the Ochocos and John Day Highlands, where a winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 this morning, above 4,000 feet. For the rest of the area, there will be showers today, maybe an isolated thunderstorm with a high in the low to mid-50s. Rain will still be possible this evening with an overnight low near 35. There will be scattered showers and a few thunderstorms tomorrow with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Rain will end early Wednesday, then cloudy with a high near 60. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Marr on News Talk 1110 KBND.
37 in Redmond, 35 in Bend on the morning news. Money News is next.
Competition. It's good for your bottom line because the mattress wars are on at Sleep Country. You see, they've challenged some of the world's top mattress manufacturers to offer even lower prices, so right now,